Michael Ochi, Sonus Networks. I'm the CTO and one of the founders.
Tell me a little bit about how Sonus started and what you're doing here at Vaughn and what you're offering.
Okay. Well, Sonus is, we're actually in our ninth year right now. So we started the company in the summer of 97. What we did is we saw where the world was going. It was going to all packet technology, and in particular going to voice over packet. There were still debates at that time about what kind of packet technology it would be, but we believe that in the end, all the endpoints would be IP endpoints, and therefore the core would be IP, and everything would be IP. So we focused on voice over IP. We weren't the first in voice over IP. There was equipment out there already, but it was PC-based or equipment based on remote access servers. What we set out to do is build the next generation of voice infrastructure solutions for service providers around the world. By next generation, what we really meant is that solution that's carrier class, sort of fully redundant. In the telecom world, it's called five nines of availability. Scalable to millions of subscribers and hundreds of thousands of ports on switches. The ability to introduce new services using IP interfaces. Really what the service providers would want to use for their next generation of infrastructure. We thought the time was right, and we brought together the right kind of team to do that, who understood voice, who understood data, who understood multimedia, and we set about building the products for those customers.
And what is Sonus showing here at the show?
We had our flagship gateway, the GSX-9000, which has been around for a while, but we've updated the cards for that. We're on our third generation of cards, higher density circuit cards, higher density packet cards. We introduced a new product last year called the GSX-4000, which is a smaller gateway. It's a sort of 3U box that can support a smaller number of channels, but you can more widely distribute it in an IP network. So you can have, you know, first-tier cities being the large gateway and second-tier cities using the smaller gateway.
What were Sonus's roots? How did it begin?
There's a small group of us who started the company. Ruben Gruber and I, along with some of the engineers that were with us, started the company in 1997. You know, we were VC-funded, we set it about building this next generation of infrastructure solutions. We just spent a lot of time with a few early adopters of the technology, understanding what their requirements were, what they needed, and we built to those requirements, always keeping in mind the kind of architecture that would eventually scale to very large numbers.
What are some of Sonus's concerns as this whole thing goes forward? I mean, we have a lot of names, a lot of boxes, a lot of solutions, quote unquote, here at Vaughn 2006. What is Sonus's focus?
Yeah, in terms of concerns, I think the industry, it's just a natural maturing. It's new technology. It's more than just replacing a circuit switch, like has been done for the last 100 years, every 25 years. This is a new generation, IP based. So, for example, on the access side, it's no longer kind of snipping the wires of the old circuit switches and putting in a new one, which has been done traditionally every 25 years for the last 125 years. This is really all about voice over broadband. So once I have a broadband infrastructure in place, I can ride the voice on top of that just as though it's another service, along with my email and my streaming, video and other things of that nature. Gaming, voice is just another application. So much more cost effective once I have the broadband connection. I don't even have to be the service provider who provided me the broadband connection to provide me the voice services, and you see that today with, Vonage and Earthlink and AOL as voice service providers. In terms of concerns, it's just getting the technology out there, and there's a learning curve on the service providers' side because they've got to sort of bring the voice and the data worlds together. But we've seen that happen over the last 7 years from the early adopters, and now we're seeing it happen with those that are, adopting it a little bit later. So,
I guess the interesting challenge is how to make it appear seamless, because there's so many things out there. I mean, when it comes down to the end consumer, sure, you're dealing with a larger scale, but it still comes down to that one person picking up that phone or sending that information from one point to another. How do you sort of consider that in the big mix?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because from the consumer side, in many cases, they don't want to think about it as voice over IP. They just want to think about it as a communication service. So in you know, many cases right now, it's just a regular phone they have, you know, black phone sitting on their desk attached to a terminal adapter, and it spits out the IP packets on the other side. And the consumer really doesn't see any of that. The behavior is the same. On the other hand, what it allows you to do is once I have that broadband connection, I can do screen pops on my PC through a web browser. I can do contact lists. I can do click to dial kinds of things, or click to conferencing sorts of things. And so those are all you know, very powerful in terms of, you know, sticky services that allows the consumer to do things they can't do with a traditional network or traditional circuit network. And maybe they were attracted to the service initially by price. Now they're attracted to it by the services that are being provided.
Okay. And what's going to be next for Sonos, do you think?
Next for Sonos? I think a big push now is in the wireless space. We've had very good traction on the core networks of the wireless, much as we did years ago in the core networks and continue to have in the core networks of the wireline. But I think if you look at all roads lead to IP endpoints. So the cell phone in your pocket is going to be an IP endpoint and only going to communicate all services over IP, whether it's streaming video or messaging or voice will just be another service, just as it is over a DSL or a cable line today. That's the big push. All the wireless vendors and service providers are pushing in the same direction. It'll happen. It's obviously happening a bit later than it's happened on the wireline side, only because broadband over wireless is happening a bit later. But even more than that, it's exciting because we have within the context of wireless, there are other technologies. You know, there's WiMAX coming out. There's metropolitan area Wi-Fi networks going in place. So there's much more happening in this space. Now, more competitors, and when there's more competitors, there are more innovative services. There's just going to be more change. So we're very excited about wireless.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's been great to speak with you on the podcast. And once again, tell me your name, title, and the company.
Mike Lucci, founder and CTO, Sonos Networks.
And if you could do it one more time, except my name is.
Oh, my name is Mike Lucci. I'm with Sonos Networks. I'm the CTO and one of the founders.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks.